This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Well, maybe it's not Mike Lindell tonight with you. Welcome to Lindell, our show tonight, you guys. Mike is actually on the road right now in Illinois. He's been going town to town, championing for election reform there in the state of Illinois and bringing with him a whole lot of Democrats who are absolutely on his side with election machines and the election failures there in the state of Illinois. It's really pretty incredible to watch. We know Mike Lindell is a unifier, but I did not know it would be this intense, how much people are wanting change. They want true and transparent elections. They want to know they're having real elections, not selections of candidates, both on the Democrat side and on the Republican side and everywhere in between. So he's been hosting incredible events that hopefully you're following on Twitter. Make sure you're following Mike Lindell there to see everything that's happening. And he has a special message for us. I want to kick off tonight with a little word from Mike Lindell on the road in Illinois.
Hello, everybody. I'm here at the Illinois State Capitol. Look at this beautiful, beautiful building. And I've been in Illinois here. I was in Chicago yesterday speaking out against these electronic voting machines to get to every county. We're going to leave no county behind to get to paper ballots hand counted. But I bring you great news, everybody. Next Friday, March 15th, we're going to be right out in front of the Supreme Court and bringing the case. I've been telling you guys for 3 years, we need to get a case to the Supreme Court. And here it comes. And so I hope all the media out there spread this video far and wide so that the word gets out. Because what we're putting in that case is evidence no one has ever seen or even heard about. And it's going to be so explosive. We need to save our country now and secure our election platforms. I'm so excited. We'll see you next Friday, right out in front of the Supreme Court. God bless.
Incredible news. All of us have been waiting for this across the country. An opportunity for the SCOTUS to finally hear from we the people, what we think about what's happened with our elections, and present real evidence with judges who aren't just going to lose their courage in their spine and dismiss the case with standing, which allows for another judge to be able to hear the case, but they weren't willing to. They weren't willing to look at the information. They weren't willing to look at all of the evidence that's been compiled over the last 2.5 years. This is incredible news. And I want to encourage everybody who's watching right now to go over to the Lindell Offense Fund. It's called Lindell at lindellplan.com. Head on over there now and make a contribution. This is your effort as well. It's taken millions of people across this country to be a part of this effort, to help fund this effort. As you all are well aware, this has cost Mike Lindell everything he has to fight for this country and to expose election fraud. He was one of the first people canceled. Then his American-made company, a successful American CEO who everybody loved in 2017, 18, 19, and 20, but as soon as he started talking out about elections and about all of the criminal acts that happened in 2020, he began being canceled left and right, as you all remember and recall. Well, with that goes a lot of money out the door. So Mike Lindell has been rallying across the country, giving everything he has. And friends, we've got to step up and do our part now too. Go to lindellplan.com, make a contribution tonight to fund this colossal effort to get this case before the Supreme Court. It's something that we have been waiting for and praying would happen, and it's finally here. We, the people, are going to get our day in court over what happened in our elections and make sure we can secure the future of our elections. So thank you for being here with us tonight. There's so much great, so many great things happening across the country, and we're going to share some incredible information with you tonight. I'm Sharona Bishop. I host America's Mom, 2 p.m. Central Time, every day here on Frank's Speech, Lindell TV platform. And I'm so honored to be here with you guys this evening, breaking incredible news from South Dakota. And we're going to be talking with our great friends from Texas also, who have incredible news. It can be done. That's the theme of tonight. It can be done. So those who say it can't just need to get out of the way, because we're making amazing things happen. And my first guest tonight is from South Dakota, where Mike Lindell predicted it would be the first state in the union to go completely machine free. And it sounds like they are well on their way. Nicole Braithwaite is joining us now. She is one of the leads there in the state of South Dakota, working on the petitions to get these machines onto the ballot so the people can finally have a say over their own elections and how those ballots are counted and how they are cast. Nicole, thank you for being with us tonight and the incredible lift that you guys are doing there in South Dakota.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited. It was quite a day today. It's been a rough few days dealing with some stuff going on in our legislature. But just kind of a little bit of background real quick, a recap. I know Jessica's been talking with Mike for a couple of weeks, but we really started pushing out word on this petition initiative on Valentine's, actually. Jessica gave me the South Dakota Canvassing platform to publish our idea to bring out a petition. And so we drafted our petition and we started collecting signatures from the voters. I'm out here in Lawrence County, and we ended up collecting about 1,300 signatures. And on the 26th of February, we turned those into our county auditor. The next day, she notified our county commissioners of the petition. And after that, it just was a chaos ball of just news articles and stuff getting back to the legislature. So our deputy state's attorney out here in Lawrence County, Bruce Outka, ended up talking to the newspaper. So they published an article saying that our petition was breaking federal law due to HAVA, didn't meet the requirements for ordinances, was unconstitutional, just any way you could spin it. And of course, I didn't get a chance to offer any comment because journalism is not fair out here. Yep. Right. So
let's go back to this for just a minute. So your job has been since Valentine's Day is to gather enough signatures to get this ballot measure on so that you could vote on it. This petition needed to get on the ballot so that you all could vote on it. And you were able to do that, even though it was chaotic, even though people were pushing against you, both elected officials and the media. You guys did it anyway. You got this accomplished. And yesterday, I believe you guys voted.
So yesterday, we haven't voted in Lawrence County yet. It's got to go through the process. But we've had a couple of counties out here that their commissioners went ahead and voted just to hand count. So we have two counties that just did it on their own because we have a state statute that allows that. They can abandon the electronic voting systems. So two counties voted and they've already done it on their own. Lawrence County and McPherson County have turned in our petitions and we're just waiting to go through the process. But as soon as we turned in our petitions, we were railroaded by the legislature and they hoghoused a bill and basically tried to take away our right to petition our local government. They took a bill that had already gone through the House. They redid it, gave it a new title, a brand new amendment. And they basically tried to make the law to where the county commissioners could just say that they don't agree with it and they think it's illegal. And then they don't have to follow through with the provisions of the law to let us vote on it. So it just turns into a law situation.
Does it ever surprise you and amaze you how government constantly works against what the people want? The law allows for what you guys are doing. So they hastily rush to the legislature to create a bill that'll prevent the people from doing what they want to do in their representation. Does anybody else see how this is completely off? This is supposed to be extremely conservative, bright red, South Dakota. We always hear about South Dakota and how it's so conservative, but we actively see them trying to derail the will of the people. You guys are literally doing the work and they're trying to stop it. And Rick Weibel is going to join us now. He's also been working on these petitions with you as a lead there in the state of South Dakota. Let's bring him in. I want to hear a little bit more about what it's been like having to go up against your own legislature who's supposed to represent you guys. Are these people you voted for?
I thought so, and I thought this was a red state, but let me just warn all of the other states. South Dakota is the first legislature that meets in the United States, and it's the first one to end in the United States. And so we are the canary in the coal mine. So if you think you have a Republican legislator, you better double check it, and you need to make sure that you check on it. So here's one of the crazy things about this hoghouse bill. This is one of the little tricks that they love to do. So they introduced this hoghouse bill as 1140 on January 24th. And all of that was in the bill literally was this act improved the efficiency and administration of state government. So which really means comedically is if they add anything else to it, government's going to run worse. Right. And so they actually did that. And so on February 14th, it goes to the floor of the House. They pass it with the same language and it goes over to the Senate. And then, just as Nicole pointed out, on February 28th, that's not that long ago, they stuff in the First Amendment that basically does an attack on our rights. So when they first heard this bill and had it in committee, of course nobody's going to testify against it. And so this is the lie that they say on the floor. Well, I didn't hear that there were any objections to this bill, so I'm going to vote for it. That's the lie and the trickery that they love to do. So those of you in the grassroots and activists, you need to understand how these Mason rules of order work throughout your legislators out there, and you need to start holding them accountable. And this nasty little bill actually was kind of put on by a new appointment that comes into the representatives, Representative Condit, one of the last known appointees. This is her claim to fame, and she's going to ram this bill through to destroy our constitutional rights within the state of South Dakota. And she was only appointed by Noem on February 10th. So this isn't that long ago. And she ends up kind of trying to run through this thing, and listening to her speech on the floor is absolutely disgusting, while Noem is sitting upstairs in the chamber watching all of this play out. So I want to warn the rest of the country, you better be careful who your VP pick is going to be. I'm calling it out right now. And then also Representative Gerald, shame on you. Representative Rayfield, shame on you. Representative Reimer, the prime sponsor of this, you're disgusting. I want to make sure and call out every one of those that they need to be primaried immediately. And then I want to give a special thank you to Representative Sue Peterson. One of the better quotes of the day: you can't fix something that you think is unconstitutional by doing something unconstitutional. Spot on. And then Representative Hansen, you are an honorable man, and I love the way that you lead the Freedom Caucus here in the state, and you are absolutely critically thinking about everything that's on there. And he brings up the point, hey, this has been on the books for 50 years. Why is there a problem now? Now you want to come in and change our state laws? That's the kind of judicial temperament we need to see in this state. And Representative Odenbach, what you're doing out there is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. And then these two attorneys, Sarah Frankenstein, how dare you represent the laws in South Dakota and not be there for the people? And then a special, special one, Austin Hoffman, how dare you go to your county commissioners and sit there and quote statutes that are actually repealed and try to use that as an excuse to derail the petition process in your counties and the decision-making of your county. I would implore those county commissioners to start an investigation to find out what other lies has he told them.
Yeah, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Oh no, call them by name. You know how we are here. We know that we don't get any reaction. We don't get these people moving if their names aren't being called out publicly. They don't do anything. So we're not going to hide for them or cover for them. They need to be held publicly accountable. They signed up for it when they ran for office. So it sounds to me like what you're saying is Kristi Noem has appointed someone to kind of be her shut this all down person. Is that what you're alluding to?
I'm stating it. I will be held accountable for it. So I'll just be clear. I don't want to mince words.
Wow.
So let that sink in. Again, and the second test for you is going to be Senate Bill 201. If she signs that thing to destroy our property rights in this state, that should put the nail in the coffin that everybody in the country should walk away from Kristi Noem. How dare our legislatures basically come through and basically lie to us, basically sit there and steal our property. To sit there and put these carbon pipelines in and try to hide the information from the citizenry as to what the dangers could be, that's disgusting.
Well, it sounds like, let's go back to elections again, because it sounds like, again, you guys are having as many issues with selections as the rest of the country in a supposed red state, when there is already been, as you said, laws on the book that allow for citizens to petition issues that are important to them to get on the ballot so the people can vote. Hello, isn't that democracy? Isn't that what we're always trying to protect, is the consent and will of the people to be able to vote on an issue? So you have to do a lot of work. It's not like you can just one day decide, I'm going to put a measure on the ballot. No, you got to go around. You have to have a certain percentage of consent in each county, not just one, but the majority of, I think it's actually in all counties, there's got to be a 5%, right, in every county in South Dakota, in order to get the measure on the ballot. This was a huge lift, and it obviously has to have a lot of people working behind it. So to have the minority of your elected representation, supposedly elected, fighting against you and rushing to the legislature to change the law to prevent you from changing the way your elections are done in South Dakota is very shocking. it's really alarming, actually. But I love seeing, as you pointed out, Nicole, that it doesn't matter because commissioners, great commissioners are already saying, we don't care, we're going to paper ballot hand count, and they're not going to be able to stop this. But what's the call to action for people who are watching right now, not only in South Dakota, but around the country? Because this is like a national effort. We're all watching you guys saying, let's get this done. How can we help? Who do we need to be calling tomorrow to say, you better back down and stop thwarting the will of the people of South Dakota, because they are speaking for all of us?
So in South Dakota, we really want the citizenry to really call their county commissioners and have an open heart and listen to us as to what we've discovered about the equipment. We're not just here complaining and trying to create a system that doesn't work. Every one of you out there in the United States, you can go to uscase.org. It's a nonprofit organization where we've actually just published our latest hand count process that is available for you to follow along and learn how to do hand counting. We have the worksheets available there. We have the videos. We actually have the training. Plus, a group of us throughout the United States got together and published a brand new report called The Gold Standard for Elections. In there is a lot of due diligence from multiple states where we actually talk about voter registration, the voter maintenance, the actual conduct of the election. So on the left hand side, you'll see the tabs there, and you'll see the gold standard books. You'll see the exercises, the videos, the test decks, and all of you that are using election machines, try to ask your auditor to use that test deck chart to make sure that every single candidate on the ballot has a unique number assigned to them. And this is the guidelines that we proposed in South Dakota to make sure that we were actually doing things the right way, such as having a minimum of 25 ballots, making sure that we're testing folds in the ballots. And if you go down to the last page in that, you'll actually see the chart that auditors can basically follow along. And there are the numbers there that they can go through and basically do the right types of ballots. Go to the second page and you'll see the start of it there. So like if you have one row, you can see kind of here's what candidate A should be. Here's what candidate B, C, D, and E, and the max number of ballots that would be used to be able to ascertain a proper election. This is one of the things that so many vendors are doing, is they're not properly training auditors how to use the machines. So we're also going to provide that training, how to use the machines, how to ask for the cast vote records. But if they refuse to do that, go to a hand count, because we will tell you definitively that most of these auditors are not properly trained. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the laptops that are used to basically do the election results here in South Dakota, for example, the only four counties that have it, their laptop, their antivirus, it was last updated March 29th, 2019. So we're about to go 5 years without an update of the antivirus for election equipment. I'm going to ask you, America, you want to use that laptop to log into your bank account? Raise your hand.
Right.
Why are we using it in elections? Right.
It's really fascinating. Nicole, I want to hear your thoughts on this too, and what people are saying on the ground about the legislature actively working against you guys to secure the kind of elections that you want in your own state. As a mom, I'm a mom who got involved because I finally realized elections were the root of everything. And to see such pushback, to see such aggressive and denying the public, you know, what they want based off of this is the constitutional role of government, is to make sure we protect our elections, and they're not doing it. How does that sit with you, and why have you taken the time that you have from your family, from your kids, to do this?
Yeah, so I'm a 20-year Air Force veteran. My husband's a 24-year Air Force veteran. Both of us started serving before 9/11 and just retired back in 2018. So we've spent the best years of our lives serving this country and protecting everything that makes her great. On top of that, we have a son, a 20-year-old, who's a U.S. Marine, and he's currently out in the South China Sea on his first deployment. So we have skin in the game, literally. Our son is out there now, you know, walking in our footsteps, trying to do the right thing to save this country. So for me, there was no option not to get involved. I've sacrificed too much. My has sacrificed too much. We can't let this go on. And, you know, my call of action for South Dakota is, you know, get a hold of us at petitionssd@proton.me and find out if your county is signed up, and I'll put you in contact with your county lead. We have two counties that have already signed on to hand count. We've got two counties that have turned in the required number of petitions. We have 20 counties that are collecting signatures actively. We have six more that are organizing. and have requested info. So we're at 30 counties that are involved right now out of 66 total counties in South Dakota. So we're almost halfway there in 3 short weeks. We've only been doing this for three weeks. So the grassroots effort is through the roof right now. Everybody is excited and motivated, and it feels good to be involved and actually do something instead of talk about it. And I just want to say real quick, Representative Scott Odenbach is my House rep out here in District 31. And I just want to tell him thank you. He has been receptive to everything I've ever sent him, talked to him about, text messaging, emails. And he made a comment on the House floor the other day. He said, when they hog-housed 1140 and they were debating it, he said, well, the problem that's been identified is a bunch of grassroots activists that are concerned about our voting system got a little too successful. And now there's been a backlash. Those are the facts of what's happened here today. And that was from Rep. Scott Odenbach on the 5th of March on the House floor. And he doesn't realize it now, but that comment is going to be in the history book. Good man. And I'm super thankful that he's my representative out here in Lawrence County.
And for the rest of the folks in South Dakota, take a look at
fhamilton.com.
And I want to congratulate Jessica Palmea and her family. The reason that I'm here instead of Jessica is moments ago, just a few hours ago, she's now a first-time grandmother. So the baby is healthy. The family is healthy. There's a little bit of babykin care that they're going to have to do. And so that we pray for the family that everything comes out great for them. But please show your support over at sdcamington.com. There's charts there. There's petitions that other states can download as a format for their states. They'll have to look at their state laws. But there's also, if you take a look at local action there, then you will actually see the petition information there. And that has a lot of information regarding what's happening here in the state of South Dakota. Please use this as a format for your state. Do the due diligence. We also have a tracker here available on sdcavenscene.com that kind of shows where we're at in each of the counties for the hand counting process. And so if you go down further, you'll see the great state of South Dakota and the map. You'll see the petition samples there. And so here you can actually see the tracking. I do have an update. Brookings, Kingsbury, Lake, and Minor County petitioners are starting to organize there as well. So we're going to get a lot of these reds to yellows, and then it actually shows the number of signatures required in each of the counties. So kudos to South Dakota Kamenstein for doing the back-end research so that we can work together as a team, as Nicole has been the tip of the spear here to really get us going. And so this is what it's all about, and it is the grassroots. And in South Dakota, our motto is under God, the people rule. And I want to make sure that the legislature doesn't forget about that.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding. Nicole, thank you so much for your service and what you guys are doing there. Rick and Nicole, both thank you. And Jessica, yes, absolutely. Congratulations to you and your family. That's why we're doing this. We look at the generation that's coming and we realize, boy, it's just not secure right now at all. And with everything that's happening in this country, over 80% of the population, according to Rasmussen polling, they don't believe in our election process. They don't think it's all above board. I mean, that's Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and Mike Lindell literally making history this week being in Southside Chicago with union leaders. I mean, for Democrats who are now switching party affiliations, the Black American vote is swinging over to Trump. He was there to be support and help with the opening of the first Black American Republican office in Southside Chicago. I mean, it's the pendulum is swinging right now. And I think that our representatives should be very cautious about how far they're willing to push the people right now. We have sat back and watched them destroy this country under what we would call the establishment. They've done nothing to secure it, and we're finally done. The people are going to secure it just as the founders intended for us to do. You guys are following the law. You are doing everything ethically, correctly, how you should do it in order to earn their favor and support. So for them not to be on your side, rallying with you and lobbying with you, it does call for further investigation. I couldn't agree more with you, Rick, on that. There's no reason any legislator in the state of South Dakota should not be supporting their area and their people who are trying to secure their local elections. Thank you guys so much for everything you're doing. One more time, where people can find you who are in South Dakota, want to get started in their counties and help support the machine-free goal of South Dakota.
sdcamandscene.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for being with us tonight on the Lindell Report. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Well, this is very exciting. And I want you guys to stay with us because the next half is going to be county that has done it in the state of Texas just last night. Over 38 different measures on the ballot. I've heard attorney generals tell me it can't be done. There's too many issues. There's too many ballot measures. There's no way to do a paper ballot hand count in one day and have more than two measures on the ballot, even though we've seen Taiwan do it, Argentina do it. How many more countries have to do it, France do it in one day? Before Americans finally agree, we can count. We can still count in this country. And our guest that's coming up in our next half, they just did it. They did it wildly successful with over 38 measures on the ballot. We're going to be back in just a few moments here on the Lindell Report. I'm Sharona Bishop with America's Mom, and I'm filling in for the great one, Mike Lindell, who is on the road right now advocating for your right to true and transparent elections across America. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings like an IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology and I knew I had to bring it to y'all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
There's a concerted effort to intimidate and censor conservative thinkers. The very freedoms secured by our Constitution are being threatened by the most liberal progressives America has ever seen. They're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children in schools. They've defied the authority of the Supreme Court. They've weakened our economy with lockdowns and mandates. They've failed to keep our borders secure. They've weakened America's position on the global stage. It seems like everything they do is to the detriment of our great nation. But there are plenty of patriots with the courage to stand up to the left, and there's an easy way for you to stand with them. Join AMAC. AMAC is the conservative membership organization that's helping to make America great again. AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. Stand with over 2 million America-loving patriots by joining AMAC today.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Lindell Report. I'm your guest host tonight, Sharona Bishop with America's Mom. Mike Lindell is in Illinois tonight, presenting to a captive audience of people who have had enough of election fraud in the state of Illinois, Democrats, Independents, Republicans, all coming together because Mike Lindell is such a great unifier. You know, we're really just here to secure our election platforms. And both Democrats and Republicans have all complained the same thing, that their vote just does not seem to count anymore. Take, for example, yesterday in Harris County, Texas, the district attorney herself, Kim Ogg, O-G-G, went down to cast her ballot on Election Day on Tuesday and found that her ballot had already been cast for her. It's quite an interesting story. And if I was you, I'd go to Twitter right now and I'd go check out the Harris County Clerk's page and see how it's possible that they redacted her ballot using the poll books when we've all been told that there's no identifying information on the ballots and no way to recall a ballot and bring it back to its original vote caster. And yet that's exactly what the Harris County Clerk said they did so that Ms. Kim Ogg could recast a ballot on Election Day. It's the craziest story, but it literally just happened to a district attorney in the state of Texas in Harris County, the most liberal county in the state of Texas. And I do want to just point out she ended up losing her primary. If I was her, I'd be asking for a paper ballot hand recount right now. Well, in addition to that, we have breaking news. Mike Lindell shared at the very beginning here tonight that the case that we've been waiting for so long, the case that declares the machines are unsafe, they are absolutely infringing on our ability to vote, they are disenfranchising voters as well as candidates, is finally going to make its way to the Supreme Court of the United States on March 15th. I want to remind everybody to write this down on their calendars. You're going to be able to watch live right here on the Frank Speech platform at Lindell TV. You're going to see it in real time as our attorneys present on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, a case that has been needed to be heard by real judges who really want to solve problems here in America and do their judicial duty. After several judges in the state of Arizona decided to really neglect their duty to make a decision and keep passing the buck to another judge, they were dismissing the case, saying there was no standing, but dismissing it without prejudice so it could be heard by another judge. They just didn't want to be the one to make the call and make the judgment. Well, now it's going to the SCOTUS. We cannot wait to see what's going to happen here. I want to encourage everybody to go to lindellplan.com and make a contribution today. This is a very short and tight timeline that we have to come up with all the resources necessary to fund our experts, our attorneys, and everything you're going to see with media playing up until March 15th. We need you on board. That's how we've gotten this far, is because of this incredible partnership with all of you. We need you now more than ever to keep standing with us. We're only 9 short months away from the biggest election ever. And this lawsuit is actually the case that could secure our election platforms all across the country. Could you imagine if you woke up after a Supreme Court ruling and they said, yes, these machines are, number one, violating the executive order that demands that we not have any infrastructure, any critical infrastructure that is tied to our adversaries, oh, I don't know, like China. Every single one of our electronic voting machines are made in countries that hate us, and yet we're using them. In 2017, President Trump declared that our voting machines were critical infrastructure and could not be produced by countries that were not our allies. And yet we've been doing it. We've been allowing it. So imagine when the Supreme Court finally gets to hear this case and make a decision on behalf of you, America. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. But right now, we need all hands on deck again. LindellPlan.com. Go check it out. We do need your financial support. We need your public support. We need you sharing this out everywhere to all of your friends and family that help is coming. We've never given up. Mike Lindell is never going to quit. His incredible attorney's team is never going to stop fighting for what's right and true in this country. And I think it's incredible to see all of the amazing outpour of the courage and the conviction that Mike Lindell has had. Our next guest who's going to be joining us, one of the first things she referred to was the RNC's resolution for the excellent return to excellency of our election platforms. She referenced that right away as the tool that she used to help advance paper ballot hand count elections that were recently held in Gillespie County. And I'm so beyond excited and grateful to welcome our next guest here this evening. She's not only a fighter in her count in the state of Texas, but she is now a fighter for all of you. Jeanette Hormuth is joining us now from Fredericksburg, Texas. And if you didn't know, yes, that is the place where the whole Patriot City exists there. And I'm just so, I was so blown away talking with you. I was like, wow, I've heard of Fredericksburg before. And they literally have built a small, like, Washington, D.C. right there that everyone can go to and visit. So I kind of wasn't surprised once I realized that that's where you come from.
That's right. Actually, I'm originally from California, but I've been here for 30 years. And
you're adopted now. You're adopted now, Jeanette. And thank you so much. I want you to walk us through exactly what's happened here, because literally everything that you guys did in it's pronounced Gillespie, right? I'll make sure I'm saying it right.
Gillespie. Gillespie.
Thank you. Gillespie County, Texas. Literally everything you guys did is what everyone's been saying can't be done. So take us back to the beginning and walk us through, how did we even get here where you're doing paper ballot hand count elections this past week?
Okay, basically last year I was at the Texas legislature, and they had a day where they had all these cyber experts there and election integrity people from across the country. Nationally and internationally known people like Dr. Roger Walter Dougherty, Ken Cook, Clint Curtis, Tina Peters wasn't there, but we had her come out to Gillespie County along with them. And when I saw this program and how easy it was to get into the computers, we all knew the computers, you know, we didn't trust them anyway. But when I saw how quickly and how many thousands of ways you can get in there, I go, oh my gosh, we have to get rid of these immediately. And I wanted people, I'm all about educating and bringing information to people. So I arranged with the Fredericksburg Tea Party to, they helped host some events where we had these people come out. They came out a couple of times, once in the spring and again in the summer. Tina Peters came out also, and it was a public program that we had for the public, educate the public. But then we also tried to sit down with our elected officials, our county commissioners, our precinct judges to educate them about this. And lo and behold, our little precinct judges, chairs, a couple of them were just immediately say, we have to hand count, and they were ready to go right now. And so what was really exciting is little by little, they started getting the other ones to come and listen to these people and see the evidence. And they took a vote and they won to hand count their primary election in March. The Republican Party gets to choose, the parties get to choose how they want to run their primaries. So if they want to use machines, they can use machines. If they want to hand count, they can. And so they took the bold step of saying, let's hand count. And they just moved forward. There's been a lot of obstacles and things being thrown at us to thwart the effort. But it's been amazing to watch. And by the way, it was the night before that vote that the Republican National Committee made that resolution. And I think that helped put things over the edge, because that's the national party saying, you know, hand count, yeah, transparent.
Not to take away from the RNC, but that was the effort of Mike Lindell working with several members of the RNC to get that resolution passed, that the standard for quality is paper ballot, hand count, same day voter ID, in person voting. And that's what you guys did. I want to point out, Jeanette, that you've been involved in elections since 2019. You've been a leader in your community, a Tea Party election integrity focus group leader. You helped with the election integrity lawsuit in November of 2019. You've been organizing and training poll watchers. You've been a poll watcher yourself. You've testified in the state legislature. You're not just some schmo off the street. Like, you know what's going on. You knew what was at stake. You've watched plenty of elections that have been done with machines. Can you kind of compare and contrast, now that you've done both, what the differences were? Is there anything that...
I will tell you this. Our city has been hand counting for years, and they do an incredible job. It's so organized. It's so transparent. So I have poll watched both at the county with the machines and also at the city without the machines. And it is night and day. When I go to the city, I can see everything from start to finish. I can watch everything. And when everything's done, I can trust that vote because I saw how it got there. I see the whole thing. When I go to the county, we're up there till late at night with all these machines. They got to lug them in, lug them out, you know, run all this. And it's very complicated. But in the end, you have no idea if that was the vote. And I'm leaving usually very late at night going, I don't know what I saw. I don't know how that, I don't know how that result got to where it is. You know, the machine just says that's the result. So that, and also I've seen a lot of things that, which is one reason why we filed the lawsuit, by the way. So the problem with the machines is you can't, it's hard to see when things are off, you know?
Right.
It's like, you wouldn't, you couldn't use the machine as a witness, in court to say, I verify, I'm a witness, I saw it, because it didn't see anything. It goes in, comes out, you know.
Right. So, and as we've seen demonstrated with the machines anyway, when they do try to have the machine talk, it just doesn't work out. You don't have the qualifications. A regular everyday clerk does not have the qualifications to assess what's happening in the machine. But more than that, they're contracted with the Secretary of State not to even open the machine. And I want to remind everybody of that. These clerks aren't allowed to open the machines. They can't look inside the machine. States are, you know, rushing to their the representatives are rushing to the legislature to create more laws that prevent the clerks from having even more access, doing any kind of imaging of the machines that would, you know, give us some transparency. And that's what people are really frustrated about, is there is no transparency. There's no chain of custody. There's not even proper certification and credentialing of these machines anymore, and they're being allowed to be used anyway. But let's talk about what the number one complaints are with paper ballot hand counting and how you guys overcame those. I've heard from attorney generals that there's too many measures on the ballots. There's no way we could count all of these races and get done in time. Tell me about that.
Okay, so we had 38 races and propositions on our ballot. 38. Wow. Some of them had 39 if they had like a commissioner's race on that precinct. That is huge. I mean, it is huge. But we have a tally sheet that we came up with through looking at what other people do and doing a lot of trial and error. We got a little, some of the idea from Travis County. And it's very fast. It's user-friendly. You could sit down and kind of get it right away. And it's very quick, and it's self-correcting immediately. Like, you don't go through, you know, 50 ballots or 30 ballots and then you're off and then you can't figure out where to go back and you have to, you know, it's self-correcting. We can find out very quickly, you know, pretty immediately if you're off. We and I sent you a shot of that. I don't know if you could use it, but anyway, so We did it. We did 8,000 ballots and we were done by the end of the night. And and that's with a number of glitches that came up that were not really on our part. We're working on addressing those, but it wasn't, I mean, we could have been done actually probably by 9 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, so this is a tally sheet. And you have the races on the left and the names, and basically all those numbers are votes. So we have a 5-person team. 3 people are tallying, each have a tally sheet. And by Texas law, you're required to have 3 tally sheets and at least 2 people. And the way we're doing it is we have 5 people. We have 1 person for each tally sheet, 1 person who's reading the ballots, the selection, and then 1 person who's watching that the person reading is reading the correct name. So when the person reads the name, like they say Trump, then we have one of the talliers is called the echoer, and they'll echo, they'll say Trump won. If you say Trump again, they'll say Trump two. And as they're doing that, they're marking that number as everyone else is. So everyone's on the same page every single time. And if for some reason they get off, they just say stop. And usually you can figure out immediately. And okay, it goes.
Jeanette, real quick, this takes me to my next question. And we can get into, we can talk more about the actual process in which you do the paper ballot hand count and where people could go to find that. But the other complaint is we're not going to have enough volunteers.
Okay.
We're not going to have enough people to do the hand counting.
We did it. We did it.
So tell me about what you said, where the machine companies are hosting events that nobody's coming to. You guys host events to explain how to hand count, and you have over 300 people show up.
Yes. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. Our election department was having a public event for people to come to see how safe the machines are and how their process works and all of that. And nobody showed up. There were maybe about a dozen people, but six of them were some of us going to see what they were going to talk about.
Right. And, yeah. You're watching.
I mean, there wasn't any interest, and they publicized it and everything was in the paper and all this. And, but yet we had close to 300 people come out to hand count, and they were having a blast, and they come back and bring friends. And then, they come back numerous times. We asked people to come at least twice, you know, but they would come back again and again and bring other people, and they were having a great time. And so we ended up having pretty much what we needed. And the people said when they got there, or even before, listen, if you need us all day, we'll do it. I mean, we will count till the last ballot. So we originally had set it up in shifts, but people were saying, hey, I will count for, and some people were there like the whole time, the whole nine yards. And, you know, it was just, I can't tell you how beautiful it was. The spirit there of the community coming out and really wanting to get their hands on their business. The elections are the people's business, you know, and for years we've been kind of asleep and handing it over to one or two people or a company that we don't even know, you know, and, so it was neat to see the people involved and saying, we want our eyes on our business.
Walk me through the results of the election night. Were there any surprises? We've talked about how in Missouri, when they did their paper ballot hand count last election, 2022 election, that there were some surprises, that largely their ballots were, conservatives were voted in versus the next county over, where, again, it was a lot of liberals who were voted onto the ballot using machine count. Did you guys notice anything that was surprising or unexpected in the paper ballot hand count?
Well, not as far as results. The results were, in fact, there were a few people that were voted in that you could say the other side won. So you can't say that we rigged anything, you know.
Right.
So So the results were not anything unexpected like that exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you think? I guess I'd be really curious to kind of see the percentage of wins versus losses also compared to what we see in most machine run counties. The standard kind of 49-51% or 60-40 split. Has been pretty common in machine run counties where we've had questions about election outcomes. I think all that stuff will be really fascinating to look at from Gillespie County and just kind of see what those numbers really look like, how drastic voting really is between Democrats and Republicans. I think that would be really fascinating to look at because the numbers are always, they're pretty typical. They're pretty standard 60-40 or 49-51.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be fun. Okay, so for other counties right now who are looking at doing the paper ballot hand count election, we know here in our organization, Cause of America, Linda Rance has now trained over 500 people across the country in that paper ballot hand count method. Where can people see what you guys did and see if that might be a good fit? In the state of Texas, people have been under this assumption that everything they do has to be approved by the Secretary of State. I don't think that is the case. Expand on that, please, and where people can find your procedure that you're using. I know tons of people are reaching out to you guys right now. So maybe give us the website where they can find that information and get trained on the method that you're using in the state of Texas.
Okay, I would say go on the Fredericksburg Tea Party website. And there's a link for election integrity. It has my contact.
Okay, so awesome. And so you're gonna be with...
That'll be a good start. Yes. And we're putting some things together. Yeah, we're putting things together for that. And anyway, we have gotten a lot of requests from other counties that have come and seen what we were doing getting a copy of what they really liked what we're doing. In fact, our city even was thinking of maybe using it because they're going to have a big ballot. Usually cities don't have a big ballot, but they're going to have one this spring. Because they have a whole bunch of amendments to the city charters. So that was a real compliment because they've got things down at our city. But anyway, this might be a better thing for that bigger ballot.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind also, so we have the common complaints are too many issues on a ballot, no way to count it all in one day. You guys were able to successfully complete the count within the time frame allowed, right?
Yes, yes. You have till 7 o'clock p.m. the next day. You have 24 hours. And most of the counting was done before midnight. And like I said, these other things that came up, which we would probably have it done much earlier. Okay.
Okay.
But still, the thing is that what is it worth to have a transparent, accurate, verifiable election and to have the community involved like it was? I've never seen this before. The people were really serious and wanting and excited about being part of this. So that is a game changer because our government was set up by the people for the people. You know, and that really the people are the ones with all political authority. It says it in our constitutions. And the government is supposed to be working at the consent and through the will of the people. And so for the people to take over their business like this, I mean, it's amazing.
Well, and it's going to keep happening all across the country. Jeanette, you're just proving it can be done. It can be done on up to 38 measures and on up to 64. As many measures as you have on your ballots, you can paper ballot hand count. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so thankful that you're talking about this publicly. You're getting the information out there and that you fought really hard. I want to stress that, though. You guys did fight really hard to bring this to the public, to get this through, and to make sure that the trainings were held. This was you're very vested in what you did here. This is your service to the country. It's what has to happen in order for us to have, like you said, what is it worth? What is it worth to have an election that you can count on? And as you mentioned, too, Democrats and Republicans both won on the ballot, and we want whoever is the real victor to win. We don't want selections anymore. We want real elections, and we want people's votes to truly count for who they intended that vote to go for. Jeanette, thank you so much for all your great work and for sharing this story with us tonight. It really is so exciting, and no matter how they tried to thwart it, I know you guys have media coming after you now trying to make it sound as, you know, just same exact as they did in Missouri, same as they've done in California, Wisconsin, Arizona. We get it. You're above the target, so they're going to come after you, but you've held in, you did it. It was successful. And thank you so much on behalf of everyone who's wondering, can it be done? Gillespie County proves it can. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Wow. You know, this is what we're talking about. It's spreading across the country. We don't need permission. And in the state of Texas, you do not need permission from the Secretary of State. You do not need to run your paper ballot hand count election process through the SOS. You have your local county government that you work with and partner with directly. And those of you across the country, you need to just find out what your law says. Reach out to causeofamerica.org. That is our grassroots organization under the Election Crime Bureau, Mike Lindell's incredible election bureau that is helping to provide the resources, the tools, the training, legislative information, and of course, provide lawfare even where we need it across the country. And again, we are preparing for the Supreme Court case that's going to be heard on March 15th. It will be presented to the Supreme Court. There's so much great things going on. You've heard some great stories tonight. And please notice, like, it's not all smooth. There's a lot of bumpy roads here. There's a lot that gets thrown at these people, but they are not going to be deterred. We are not going to be deterred because there's no other place for us to go. This is it. This is the great bastion of hope, America. There's nowhere else for us to go. Everyone is flocking here. Romanian delegations came here. El Salvador president came here. Argentinian president, they came here to say, hold the line. Do not surrender and do what you must by the law and your constitution, the supreme law, to save your country so that we all will rise across this world. That's what people are looking to us to do. And you see these great, amazing people like Jeanette, like Nicole, like Rick, who are standing in the gap for us, who are doing the hard lift and the incredible labor. We talked about the spoiling of reputation. We've talked about cancellation and what happens to people who stand up. But the more that we all do it, the fewer people there are left to attack. I want to encourage you guys tonight, please go to lindellplan.com and go support this incredible effort. Great, amazing patriots like Jeanette and those who are working all across the country, and join Cause of America so you can get your hands on this work and be a part of what is going to save this country. It's been an honor being with you all here tonight. I think Mike might be back tomorrow. He's presenting right now as we speak. And again, a historic event, a historic tour in the state of Illinois with the most unexpected allies who have had enough of open borders, of the government literally flying illegals into our country, destroying this country, one illegal at a time, one defiant, law-breaking Democrat at a time. They've had enough, and so have we. Thank you for being with us tonight on the Lindell Report. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. God bless you.